I am William. Clarence Henry George Ransom. I am William.
There's more to it than your name.
And if I have no deeds worthy of committing to song,
well then, best not die.
I cannot be your husband any longer. And I will not be less to you.
You did what was necessary to survive, that's all.
No, no, he broke me. He broke me, Claire.
What a new thought. Does it satisfy?
This one's lighter than I'm used to. Still prefer a Scottish blade.
Rocking out with Charles Vandervaart. How are you?
I'm great. What an intro.
Do you like
goodness.
That? How do you follow that up?
I have no idea.
Now, when you listen to yourself as William from Outlander, do you recognize yourself? Like, is it like an out-of-body experience because you have the accent and everything's going on? Or
It is beginning to be because, you know, I got the wig. I got the whole different outfit.
Right.
When I put on that costume, I always felt a little bit more pretentious than I normally do.
Yeah, you're so proper on the show. So are you like your character at all in real life?
I hope not. He's kind of, I don't like him very much.
He's not very great, but, you know.
You know, he does have some redeeming qualities, but at the moment, yeah, no, we're on bad terms.
We're on bad terms right now.
I'm not speaking to William right now.
No. So now, did you wrap up shooting, or when's the last time you were shooting?
Well, we finished season 8 beginning of October. So not too long ago. Yeah.
So, and you said most of the time you've been in Scotland for the last little while.
Yeah, I've been a nomad for the last little bit.
A nomad. And yeah, do you love Scotland? Or, I mean, you have to say that anyways.
But oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm being paid by Scotland to say this. It's like a second home to me.
Yeah.
I was just there for Richard Rankin's wedding, who was at the Fergus Shaw's Festival 2 years ago.
And was sitting right there in your seats 2 years ago.
Was he?
Yes, definitely. He was so great.
I love that guy.
He's great. You have to tell me about the wedding. We were talking in the hallway about his wedding. You were like, okay, now I can't go to another wedding the rest of my life because Richard's was so, like, grandiose.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here. I peaked way too early in life.
I peaked too early.
I went to his wedding, and that's it.
And he was at a castle, and it was one of the, like, features on the show.
I don't want to talk about it too much, but because it's all season 8 stuff. But basically, a lot of the scenes I film in season 8 as William were filmed in that castle. So I was basically hanging out in my own house.
That's awesome. And you said also the Red Hot Chili Peppers performed.
Oh my gosh.
So then they're performing this weekend.
Don't remind me about my peak that I'll never...
Well, you can recreate it with the Fergus Scottish Festival this weekend because they're going to be there. So
hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I'm double peaking.
You're double peaking.
And now it's all downhill from here.
Can I go with us? Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, that was good. So William Ransom, okay, super serious a lot of the time, your character. And you're such a like a casual, like fun guy.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to smile.
He doesn't know how to have fun. But if he had social media in the 1700s, what would his most dramatic post be?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, he would be posted, like, putting Radiohead songs on everything.
Sad.
Being like, yeah, exactly.
Sad.
Setting up his phone really quickly and then looking all sad. He would do that.
So it would be all drama.
He would love Instagram.
Would he love the Smiths? Probably, right?
Yes, he would love the Smiths.
So how's your horseback riding game now? So could you survive a cross-country trip, or would you have to take an Uber halfway through?
You know what? I was just talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, when we were filming Outlander, I would have said, I'm a great rider. I'm really good. I'm experienced. I practice every single day. But then after the fact, I realized that I'm exclusively riding professional set horses that know not to listen to me when I do bad things on horses. If I tell them to do the wrong thing, they'll be like, oh yeah, don't worry, you didn't mean to do that.
Right,
and they'll just keep walking straight.
Yeah.
So I think I need to jump on a real horse. And
that's so interesting, though, because these are actual set horse. Like, you're right. Like, I mean, if you go to just grab a horse in a field,
they're probably not going to be as nice.
Yeah. They don't have their own trailers and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Have you ever hurt yourself in one? Like, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of fighting scenes, a lot of like the horse. Have you ever injured yourself on set?
No, fingers crossed. I gotta knock on some wood.
Yeah,
please, let's knock on wood.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, William's been injured many times.
Right, yes. We've seen that happen. Yeah. What's something totally unexpected about filming Outlander that we wouldn't see as watching it on TV?
Lots of midges in Scotland. That's probably unexpected.
Yeah.
You know what? I say that. It's kind of a stereotype. It's not that much worse than mosquitoes in Canada.
Really?
You'll be fine. If you travel to Scotland and it's midgy season, you know, the other nice thing is if it's slightly windy, they're so tiny, they just get blown away.
They just go away.
Yeah.
They're good. And another cool thing, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you're from around this area.
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Orangeville.
Yeah. So
the Sportsplex where, yeah, exactly. It's like a 2-minute flight from Orangeville. 30-second flight. Yeah, and the Sportsplex, where the Fergus Scottish Festival is held, I did cross-country meets there, like, since I was a kid.
Really?
So this is home to me.
This is home. Yeah. I'm so happy you're here. This is great. If you could swap roles with anyone on Outlander, there's so many great characters. Murtaugh has been in here, too, Duncan. He's been there in that seat. So what role would you play in Outlander if you could pick another role besides William?
I don't want to say Rollo. That's a big cop-out. That's the dog.
Maybe the horse? I don't know.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to play Lord John Grey, because he's so reserved, and I don't know. He has such a poise to him. Yeah. And I could work on my English accent, even though that's, you know, something I should probably be good at by now. But
so that's another thing I was going to say. How do you get the Scottish accent perfected?
Well, William is mostly English.
Yes.
I mean, I have a dialect coach. Shout out Carol Ann.
Yeah.
And also Tim. There's two of them. And they were my saving grace. They helped me so much with that accent. I can barely do it now.
You can't? Yeah, so you're mostly American. Yeah, you're mostly American in the show. But you can't. If I told you to do a lot, would you be able to say, come to the Fergus Scottish Festival this weekend?
I could do the William accent.
Do the William one.
Your servant, madam. And I can't. I don't know if I could do the... I don't see. That's the thing. I learn my lines in the accent, but I swear I butcher everything else.
Interesting.
Shout out to Carol Ann because she saved me on that.
Yeah. So okay, here's some last things. 1700s or 2000s? Which era had the better fashion?
Oh.
There's a lot to put on as a man in the 1700s and as a woman. There's a lot of, like, under...
I just can't get over the fact that everything would be super dirty. I think I'm too much of a germaphobe to live in that time. Even if I looked really cool, I'd be like, oh.
Be like, oh, no.
And you know what? There's so many styles now. You know, you could just dress up like you're in the 1700s now, but then you also have dry cleaning.
Right.
So
you could be clean.
Exactly.
Or you could cosplay, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, and what better place to do it than the Fergus Scottish Festival?
That's right. Yeah.
That's when you do this.
Yeah. So if William had a pet, what would it be?
Ooh. Oh, William has his horse.
Horse. Is that a pet, though, or is that like a companion or a partner?
Yeah, that's a buddy.
That's a buddy.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Reptile guy, maybe?
I wouldn't really trust him with anything. He's not responsible enough for that.
Right. Time travel destination, future or past?
Oh, again, it's just too dangerous and stinky in the past. I don't know. What do you think? What's your answer on that?
See, the thing I always go to is with past, you know, the average age of life expectancy was like 41. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, that's not a long life. Right?
Yeah, no, I don't want
to. So maybe future?
Future. Let's do future.
Let's do future together.
I really like, you know, I really like the now, actually.
The now, living in the now is pretty good and accurate, right?
It's not horrible, right?
It's not terrible, no.
I'm peaking at the Fergus Scottish Festival.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I don't want to live in the future. It all goes downhill.
It's downhill from here, yeah. So we're so excited to have you here. Okay, so this weekend is going to be amazing. And is this your first time coming to this festival?
No, I was here with Richard 2 years ago.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But you didn't come in here.
No, I did not come in here.
No.
I did not see you guys.
No.
I'm glad that I'm here now.
Yeah, so it's the 80th. There's lots of great things planned. And Elizabeth's joining us as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is so fun.
This is amazing. I'm having a great time watching this all happen.
So what do we have in store and what can people do? How can we see Charles? All of these good questions.
Well, Charles will be with us all festival weekend long, which is very exciting, and several special events planned. So we have a cocktail tasting tonight.
Do you drink, Charles? Are you old enough, Charles, to drink?
Well, last time I was here, I think we did a whiskey tasting, and I think what I said about it was all of this tastes like gasoline to me. But
I promise it doesn't when you come this weekend. Please do the whiskey tasting.
No. But now that I've experienced some whiskey tastings, and I've lived in Scotland for years, you can't really, you know, get by in Scotland thinking whiskey tastes like gasoline. So, you know, I'm refined now, and I love whiskey.
Are you going to be able to taste test and know which one is what?
Maybe. I give myself a chance.
Scotland's the bomb, man. Scotland's the best.
Mm. It was a lot of fun the last time. And
it was great.
poor Charles had a couple, and then I'm standing there thinking, oh, dear.
My dad was there, and I'd take a little tiny step, yes. And I just handed the glass. I'm doing it for real this time, though.
It's actually good. Are your parents coming?
I think so, yeah.
That's amazing. I love that.
That'd be great. But yes, we also have tons of meet and greets that you can attend, which is a chance to get a photo and meet Charles and get an autograph. And so those are happening throughout the weekend. Tickets are available for that still on FergusScottishFestival.com.
Yeah.
And what else are we doing with you? Oh, Scottish
what
country.
What else are we doing with you? Charles, don't you love when someone looks at you and goes, what else are we doing with you?
Like, Scottish country dancing.
You're going to dance, Charles? Are you good at that? Mm-hmm. Did you want to try it out here first?
Absolutely not.
He has to learn first on Sunday.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That particular one is sold out, but there'll be lots of opportunities
over
the weekend.
No pressure, Charles, but the dance one is sold out. Everyone's going to be staring at you dancing, so you know.
Oh, jeez.
This may be Charles' first time hearing all of this.
I know. He's going to fly back to Orangeville.
Yeah, exactly.
That actually happened with Duncan last year, I think. He was
he found out right away.
So lots of great things going on. Yeah. Of course, in addition to having Charles as a special guest this year, we've got some fabulous musical entertainment. Mm-hmm. So in case anyone hasn't heard, the Bay City Rollers will be in town. Yeah. And we're doing a special Saturday night concert for our 80th anniversary. So that'll be featuring Albanac, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and the Bay City Rollers will be our headliners. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then, of course, all the great stuff that the festival offers.
Yes.
So there'll be the heavy event competitions. Maybe you'll try Caber again.
Try Caber or two.
That was also fun. So we'll have heavy events, competitions, Highland dance, pipes and drums, clans and heritage.
Nice.
So many things.
Awesome.
So many things.
So Charles, I got a couple audio things to play for you because I went down like a rabbit hole and I found out you're like multifaceted and so talented and it's crazy. Like you play piano, you play guitar. Oh. So, and also I found this clip on YouTube of you being really, I don't know if it was like a Comic-Con kind of thing or something that you met Elijah Wood at and you were really nervous because you're a big fan.
Yeah.
So I found this clip of myself interviewing Elijah Wood from so I want to show it's on my Instagram, so my daughter's going to play it for you, but you have to hear what I'm saying to him because it's bizarro.
Oh my gosh.
Can you speak any fairy whatsoever?
Elvish.
Okay, whatever.
Fairy?
Whatever.
Fairy. Wow.
Elvish.
That's what the hell?
I don't get the movies. I read the
books.
So I was asking him to speak Elvish, and then he explained to me that there was fairies in Middle Earth. So were you a big Lord of the Rings fan?
Yeah, super big Lord of the Rings fan.
Right? Mm-hmm. So when you met him, you didn't know what to say?
Yeah, and I mean, I work with actors all the time.
Yeah.
Do you think I'd be okay with this?
Yeah.
And then I saw him, and I think maybe him and Viggo, who plays Aragorn,
yes,
they might be the two people on Earth that I could not speak to. I didn't see Viggo, but I saw Elijah there, I spent the whole day talking to a bunch of different actors. And then we were in the green room, and I just looked at him, and I like shut down.
You shut down.
I could not speak.
You couldn't.
I think I got like three words out.
Oh, that's amazing! Yeah. Also, we have a little bit of audio of you playing the piano and the guitar. What are we going to play first, Polly?
Guitar.
Let's do the guitar. Why are you laughing?
Oh, it's just funny.
It's beautiful. You're so talented.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. I have not played piano in years because I didn't have one in Scotland with me.
Yeah.
So I'm very rusty, but I got to get back on that.
Yeah, yeah. This is your rusty.
Right, right.
Are you hearing this? Charles, this is your rusty?
No, this is, I'm not capable of this anymore. I gotta get back to practicing.
This is amazing.
Oh,
I think the next time you come to the Fergus Scottish Festival, you should play piano and guitar and sing and dance.
I gotta start practicing.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can do musical guitar, all of that. Well, it's so wonderful hanging out with you. We're so happy you're here this weekend. We're so happy you're a hometown boy, kind of.
Well,
right?
thank you so much for having me. I'm very grateful to be here. It was an amazing experience 2 years ago. And, it's the 80th, so it's going to be a great one.
It's going to be, and you'll be there all weekend long.
Heck yeah.
And tickets still available, Elizabeth?
FergusScottishFestival.com. And we do encourage get them in ahead, and then you get in faster. Get to see Charles faster.
Yeah.
No lines.
Love it. Well, Charles, it was a pleasure. You're great. And you're so great on the show. And we're so happy to have you here.
Likewise. Thanks so much for having me.
No worries.